Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Kevin. Hey, Kevin. What are you doing here? Are you going to keep me from going insane? Only if you keep me from going insane first. Okay, let's embrace the chaos.
If you don't mind. I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuckles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's come start again. I'm coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but goddamn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a f***ing up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication.
Hit it, Steve. More like, hit it, Omar. You know what I'm saying? I'm Hulk Hogan, by the way.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I want you two in the ground.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Awesome!
And now,
I'll tell you something. Between you and I... This building is filled with some dumb f***ing people.
Our feature presentation.
It's very true.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lie.
Not wrong.
Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. Good morning. It's an all-new show on a Friday. It is the 10th of January.
Not going to jinx you, but I'm telling you that shot clock is sat at 8.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No movement for a minute.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's what I'm saying.
Congrats.
That's my goal.
8 it is.
And 2 of those are mine.
I know.
All right, Kevin.
I mean, I'm just saying.
I know you are.
Okay. Jensen's disappointed because he actually bought a shot clock.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, I don't want it to sit at 8 forever, so I'm not hoping we do it.
But we will. We'll say the...
It'll happen.
Jensen almost didn't buy that one because there's only 3 digits.
I did Google, are there 4-digit shot clocks?
Right.
Yeah.
Why would a shot clock ever need 4 digits?
I was honestly questioning it.
It's a terrible sport.
But, you know, don't know if they make one for radio DJs. Didn't know.
Well, it's only an 8. And yeah. I got to be honest.
Congrats.
Pretty happy about that.
You should be.
You should be.
You should be.
It's impressive, yeah.
Now, having said that, at this time, both yesterday and the day before, I did it. So.
Yeah. Well,
so,
still.
It's okay.
It's going to happen.
Live
considering,
and learn.
Yeah, considering you've called Dave Lightning 150 times.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just want to reassure people that we are giving away tickets to see Coldplay at the HD Radio Soundspace, which is 75% done. So, Dave, are you there?
Yeah, what's up?
So, when was the test yesterday or today?
It was supposed to be today.
Run-through.
This was like a run-through, yeah.
This is a different band that they were just going to see if stuff worked?
This was a No Doubt cover band.
Yes, yes, that was the case.
And you said it was supposed to be today.
Yeah, supposed to be today.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened?
And then?
It's not going to be today, after all.
Because we're talking about Coldplay next week.
Yeah.
Next Friday.
Yeah, it's a week from right now.
Do we think it's a safety issue? Like, oh, things could fall and people will be in there?
It might not have, like, I would assume it was not ready inspection-wise.
Right.
Don't you think?
Similar, then.
I would think maybe both. Maybe easily both.
So. We have walls.
So, we have walls,
Kevin. Have you been in the space, Dave?
The K-Rock Sound Space. We have walls.
I have not. They won't let us down there.
Yeah, they've told us, please don't come down.
We need to go down there today, don't we?
I think we have.
We have to go down there today, and just so that we can see for ourselves what's happening.
Because
the test was supposed to be today.
Yeah.
And now you're saying you're going to do it tomorrow.
No.
Next week.
Next week.
Next week.
Next Tuesday.
And also, so the performance was supposed to be No Doubt cover band. Uh-huh. Who is the setup performer for next week?
Oh, a rad band.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're called TBD.
So that's to be determined. That's that's not a band.
I've seen them a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They play a lot.
Very popular.
So yeah, maybe we send someone down with a phone and we tap them in, see what's going
just
on.
Just try to figure out what's going on.
Is that how it works in radio? We just tap them in?
Yeah.
Also, by the way,
I know all the terms.
Also, by the way, why are we rushing it? It's why wouldn't we wait till it's ready?
I mean, Coldplay was available?
A big reason, probably, but Coldplay is super incredibly kind to this radio station.
Yes.
I assume they would have made a date available a little later. I don't know when it's done.
Now, this isn't the first, this wasn't the first setup date. I think we should allow people to know that.
Right.
October was the first date.
Yeah.
Listen, things take time. It's not like you're setting up a sound space where you plug in one amp and all of a sudden you're like, there we go. No, this is like state-of-the-art, beautiful studios down there, everything. This is not all willy-nilly like, good enough. No, you want to make sure it's done and it's perfect.
We've been giving away tickets to a show at it for 2 weeks.
Well?
It's not done.
Listen,
it's not perfect.
Kevin?
Yeah.
It will be.
Will it?
Wow.
And it's going to be awesome when it's done, though.
And you're basing that on what, Allie?
I'm basing that on the email saying, please stop talking about
it. Oh, right. I didn't get that one.
I mean, here's the thing.
What? Dave, do you think it's going to be ready? For reals.
Sure.
No, for reals. For reals.
I have faith.
Okay, so no. Yes, Jason.
I used to do appearances on other radio stations back in the day. Mm-hmm. And I used to appear on Sirius, and they had something similar to this, which is like a studio facing the street. You can see inside.
It's going
to
be super cool when it's done.
Super cool. So in 2025, I am super excited
there
to be
there you
in
go.
It.
Oh, dear.
I think it's a good way to run the station.
Yeah.
And who are we sending?
I'm behind it.
Who are we sending, Kevin?
Oh, I think I'll go.
Great.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I need to see what's going on.
Yeah, because you have a hard hat?
Because... What? Because I don't really, until you see it for yourself, you're like, okay, well, they had a band set up to try it, just to try.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they put that off?
Well,
it could have gone super poorly,
but
would have been okay.
In a situation like this, there are inspectors that if some little thing doesn't pass, like, okay, you don't have a cover on that one outlet, that will throw everything into
Except
a tizzy.
Except I have a feeling, Allie.
And then you have to have another inspector come out. But guess what? They can't come out for a couple more days. So
or they find something else.
Yeah, it could be something as benign as
Do you
as
think
that.
It's like the guy that handles the Stanley Cup with the white gloves?
Very
he's
similar.
He's just sitting in a chair down
Very
there
similar.
With a
little,
tapping his pencil?
With a monocle and a ruler.
He knows that he could use his power for good, but he is drunk on that power.
Yeah. Mm.
So
And now Coldplay is in the wings, and he's... pushing his authority.
Well, let's see how it goes.
We will see how it goes.
You know what we're going to do today? We're going to give away more tickets to see Coldplay.
Yep. Okay.
The HD Radio Soundspace. Because we believe.
We do.
I heard a guy say. We do believe.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Don't trust Whitey.
It's good advice. Beer mug. We've been talking a lot about Jeopardy because it's the greatest of all time. Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. I don't have a watch it, but Allie's very into it.
Of course.
And we were a bit surprised yesterday when Muggs spoke up and he was not shy about it.
Yeah.
He said, what were his exact words?
Well, I said that the questions for the greatest of all time shows have been harder than any Jeopardy questions I've ever seen. And I watch Jeopardy every night.
Right.
And I mean, the writers are like, obviously they're harder. Yeah. It's the greatest of all time. And he popped up with, I was raised watching Jeopardy. I'm a Jeopardy head. I got this.
I can ruin anybody at Jeopardy.
And the confidence was painful. Yeah. Yeah. I was shocked to see it.
It was a lot.
Muggs, where do you get that from exactly?
Oh my God.
Was he not listening to the show?
No. I said I slay.
Oh, yeah. He went,
slay.
I slay at Jeopardy.
Those are the words. Why would you help beat yourself? He's like, hey, I used a worse word.
Hey, queen.
I'll let you guys know. I'll show you what's up. You'll see.
Okay.
Matzaklan.
All right.
Matzaklan to you.
Thank you, Muggs. Also on the program today, our show Ruined Your Life.
Okay.
We have a listener who...
Oh, I thought this was just about me.
Who tweeted us. No. Oh, we have a listener who tweeted us that there are inside jokes and things that we say or do.
Yeah.
And then you get out in the wild.
Right.
And other people aren't aware of it and you look like an a-hole.
You look insane for saying the things.
Yeah. So we're going to take calls on that today. Are you washing your clothes too much?
This had me up all night thinking about it. playing out scenarios. What have I done with my life? It really, it's put me in a spiral.
You know, it's just about washing clothes, right?
I know, but okay. It's much bigger than that. It really, truly makes you think about your purpose.
Oh, my gosh.
Because we'll get into it.
Imagine him laying in bed thinking these things. This is what keeps him up at
Sweating.
Night. Yes.
I felt spinny, like from above, like a shot from above, and it was just spinning while I was thinking.
Oh, I think you need to get looked at.
I might. Yeah. And honestly, I'll wear new clothes to it.
We have our music feature, That's My Jam, which we love, and Keep It 100 as well because it's Friday. And tickets to see Coldplay in an almost finished HD radio sound space.
And we'll be checking out what's going on down there.
Correct. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll take a break. We will come back with what's happening next.
This is Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen, the world famous K-Rock.
You all right, Ali?
Just got a lot of papers.
Okay. I did forget to mention one thing we're going to talk about today, which is perfectly fine to marry and have kids with your cousin. First cousin.
Number one, why are you pointing at me? Two,
I was just pointing in general.
Okay.
Like,
well, thank you. Uh-huh. But I don't, we'll have to go over this because I don't necessarily feel that way.
It's all good.
Okay.
I had thought you couldn't have kids with your first cousin because things could be bad and they didn't want you to do that.
That's true in, I think, 24 out of the 50 states.
Oh, excellent.
But I think there's like 20 that it's legal and the others are all gray area.
Is it a toilet baby?
No, it's not a toilet baby.
Yeah.
I don't. Good times. I don't love it.
I mean, I sort of do.
You do?
Sort of.
Because you have a hot cousin?
In that I'm not going to be involved in it in any way.
Right.
So, yeah, then I find it funny.
Okay.
Allie is here. What's happening?
Guys, I would just, I'd like to comment on something that was sent to me multiple times last night.
All right.
Including from somebody that works on the TV show Jeopardy. So we know that the greatest of all time championship is happening right now. We are three games in.
Right.
It's the first one to get to three matches.
Right.
They are crowned the greatest of all time.
Mm-hmm.
James Holzhauer has one win. Brad Rutter, not sure why the dude's there.
He's not.
Things aren't good with Brad. Brad has nothing. Mm-hmm. Ken Jennings last night secured the bag. Two wins. He is one win away from winning the greatest of all time. And if we're honest, he's the one that wants it the most, so I would feel awful if he didn't, because it seems like he's living for it, to be honest. But there's some weirdness happening with those contestants.
What does that mean?
Like, they're very buddy-buddy. It's very cute to watch their chemistry on stage. Like, Brad Rutter will always get the Daily Doubles and then doesn't do anything with it because he's got no money to bet with because he's stinking it up there. So it just stinks. But he will turn to Ken Jennings and be like, you're welcome, because he knows those Daily Doubles are what wins the game for James.
Right.
So just to kind of watch their chemistry is very cute. However, when I saw this being sent to me multiple times last night, I thought, oh, this is too far. So James tweets, my wife is going to make me role play as Ken Jennings tonight. And I'm thinking, that's not a normal thing.
He's heating up!
And then Ken Jennings wrote back, it's all about timing on the button. And I thought to myself, hey, guys, what's happening?
How can they be that smart and funny?
Are they all, you know, switching partners? Are they, like, boning each other's wives, playing a little,
What are they playing? I assume so. that's my assumption.
All these champions are always funny on Twitter and stuff.
Yes.
It, like, kind of kind of hurts. They have
it's
to pick
upsetting,
one or the other.
Right? Yeah. You're one or the other, guys.
Can't be genius smart and funny. Or funny. Yeah.
Right.
Can't
you have
be
to
both.
Pick.
I mean, Ken is right, though. It is all about timing on the button. Stop making my sons horny. That's what I said to them. I wrote back, and then they both blocked me. Okay, that didn't happen. Guys, great news if you are someone like me, who decided long ago that if you could only live with one television network, mine would probably be FX, because I love everything that's on there.
This is a really difficult question, because you do have to say no to
everything else.
Does Netflix count?
No. It has to be a network.
Almost a loophole.
Yeah. So I love FX because it's some of my favorite shows, like Better Things. Baskets was on there. American Horror Story. Atlanta. I love their programming. Well, they have come back big for me, because they had the TCAs, which are the Television Critics Academy, and they talk to all the creators of the shows, the head of the networks. They say, what's on tap for the coming year, type of thing. We now know Because the last time we saw Atlanta, it was season two, also known as Atlanta Robin season, which might have been the best season of television in the history of TV, according to one critic named Allie McKay.
Oh.
It ended.
You saw her quoted, didn't you?
Yeah, I saw it quoted and I memorized it. May 2018 is the last time we saw the gentleman from Atlanta. We will not see them until January 2021.
Don't you say 20?
Jesus.
January 2021.
I'm out of town that whole month.
No. Season 3 is premiering January 2021. However, season 4 will follow in the fall.
Oh,
so
fantastic.
We've got double the Atlanta. So if we can just not explode as a planet by January 2020, let us at least get in season 3.
So if the world's going to end,
yes,
you want it to end after you get to see Atlanta season 3.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, that's valid.
I mean, that's valid. Case scenario, season 4 in the fall. So,
but you're not being greedy.
Do what you have to do. I just at least need season 3.
Okay. End of season 4, the finale, put your arms out, world ends. That's
absolutely
what you're fine with?
Okay. Absolutely. All right. I am good. They didn't confirm exact shoot dates, but the plan is to shoot them back to back all in sequence. He did drop this, and by he, the head of FX, Mr. Landgraf, said a good chunk of it shoots outside the United States.
Oh,
though a lot of it will be shot where it's been located in Atlanta. So we have that to look forward to. And then if you were thinking, yeah, but what about American Horror Story? Because they greenlit season 10, set to premiere this year. That was directly after they ran 1984, which was their last one. But now they've renewed it through season 13. So 3 seasons have now been greenlit, securing the shelf life until at least season 13.
That doesn't really happen.
It doesn't.
Ever.
And the interesting thing is Ryan Murphy's deal with Netflix is like a gazillion dollars. So I bet FX was like, let's try and keep him in the family in any way possible. Throw money at him. Keep him here.
Yeah.
So the theme for this season, season 10, hasn't been unmasked yet. But we do know at some point the witches from season 3's coven will return as well. They also made an appearance in Apocalypse, which Apocalypse and Cult have been two of the best ones in the last 10.
That's a solid show where it's either really good or great. It's never bad to me. It's good. Really good. I'd say really good to great.
There you go.
You disagree?
No.
Okay.
Did you watch this last one? Get back to me.
That's the 1984 one?
Yeah. Oh, I see. That's your point.
Yeah.
I got a little busy, so I didn't finish
me
it.
Me too. Okay.
There's too much TV.
Too much TV. Right.
I've been writing my fanfic for Atlanta. It's been weird. Guys, let's talk about birthdays because we've got some great people. Friend of the show, Sarah Shahi.
Love her.
We love her. Jemaine Clement.
Hey, love him.
Love him so very much. Rod Stewart, just fighting bodyguards.
And building trains.
And building trains.
Remember, he has like a couple $100,000 model train set.
How is he the same guy that's fighting bodyguards on New Year's Eve?
Pick one or the other.
Again,
you're a
genius
train guy
or funny,
or you're a fight guy.
Can't do both.
Not happy with that.
So, just to correlate the two, genius and funny. Genius is the trains.
Yep,
funny is the fighting. Okay,
with your
cool son
drunk on New Year's. Yes, that is
very
funny.
Yeah. But you are right. Uh-huh. Okay, and that's what's happening.
It's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. Carol QFM. K-Rock.
Allie, why have you not brought up Jeopardy?
I know. I rarely
really
talk
it's
about
so
it.
Big in pop culture right now, and you normally are all over
it's
it.
It's crazy.
Very surprising.
I hate you all. Yeah, I talk about it too much. I get it. But here's the thing. They've got the greatest of all time championship going right now. You've got James, you've got Ken, you've got Brad. And the first to win 3 matches is crowned the greatest of all time. The score is set at Ken Jennings 2, James Holzhauer 1.
Mm-hmm.
Brad Rutter, not sure why you're there, dude, but I appreciate. We had to have 3. We had to have 3.
Pick someone. We don't care.
But I mentioned that the questions are harder than ever, which makes sense. It's the greatest of all time. You're not going to give them all willy-nilly answers. So the first night on Tuesday, I was like, this is too hard. Wednesday, I got a bunch of them, so I'm like, all right. Last night, there were actually a lot that were pretty easy.
Okay.
However, Muggs, you said what about Jeopardy?
Essentially that I've been watching Jeopardy since I was a little baby because Mama Muggs is a Jeopardy head. She's a Jep head.
Sure.
And
I slay all the time. I kill it. I should go on and try out. I should be on the greatest of all time. Who's Brad Rutter?
Okay. I mean, that is a good question, but I don't think it's you
who
replaces
him. Let's make that decision in like 5 minutes, if you don't mind.
Also, I'll have you know, I'm the exact same age as the game show.
Not interesting.
Jeopardy.
Not interesting at all.
Oh, you think that gets you points?
Right, yes, because Merv Griffin created
it. Okay, all right, so he'll stop talking.
Okay. Moving on,
I wish it was
that
easy.
Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to go through. We're going to talk categories. We're going to have Alex ask the question.
Okay.
Then you have the appropriate amount of time, the 5 seconds to answer.
Okay.
And then we'll see if your answer matches that of one of the goats.
This is from last night, correct?
This is from last night's game, which you swore to me you would not watch.
Everything I own, which is not a lot.
Okay.
That did seem like the wrong thing to say, for sure.
All right. First up, let's go through the categories.
Okay.
Okay.
$1 million ain't what it used to be, you know.
Mm-hmm. You're telling
us. Don't get too excited. Comedians. The Alps. I'm not wearing any pants. Prequels and sequels. And finally, by a vowel.
Now you're thinking, oh, I can get the I'm not wearing any pants, because you're not right now. But let's start off with the first question on the show.
Okay.
The Alps are the source of many major rivers, including the Rhine, the Rhone, and this 405-mile waterway that flows to the Adriatic.
What is the Nile?
Go ahead.
What's the Po?
Good.
Oh, well. It is the Po. Okay, 0 right. for 1. Listen, 0 for 1. Not a big deal.
Good, yeah.
The next question I pulled... is a baseball question. I'm trying to help you out here.
Right.
I'm
just
trying to help you out.
Here we go.
In 1957, $1 million would have paid for a hell of a baseball team. This man, number 24 for the Giants, made $50,000.
Who is Willie Mays?
Oh!
Look at that.
Are you right?
It was Willie Mays.
He's the one.
How about that?
All right.
One and one's pretty good.
Wow. Very good. I then pulled another easy one because I wanted Muggs to feel good about himself.
After becoming heir to a chocolate factory, Charlie goes on another adventure, this time in a great glass one of these.
What is an elevator?
Hey!
Yeah!
What's an elevator?
Right.
Can I just tell you that Muggs is pushing the button in the air?
He's pushing a fake
button.
He's
air buttoning.
And I appreciate
Listen,
that.
Man,
I gotta
get into he's two and one. He's doing it.
He's doing great. We are now going to move on to the new categories.
Okay.
What's in your brain? Oh, gosh. Next. TV Green Thumb, followed by Government in Crisis, Characters on Stage, Word Origins, and finally, we're going on a road trip.
So this is Double Jeopardy.
Yes.
Okay. Don't show off.
This.
Remember, he's the same age as the show. He knows these things.
I will be very impressed with you if you do this, because Ken went all in for this question. Oh.
This 1832-33 crisis ended when South Carolina backed down from its efforts to void federal law.
What is the War of 1812?
What is nullification?
That's right.
Yeah. What?
Muggs, you got it.
I mean, did you hear the question?
Yeah, I did. Okay. I did. That was a guess.
No problem. Because,
Two and two.
Let's see if you get this one.
Look at me. This in the back of the head brain lobe is responsible for processing visual information.
What is the cerebral cortex?
What is occipital?
Good.
Oh,
got it again.
All right.
Okay.
Confidence.
I'm going to say this one. Every single person in this room will get. So as soon as you think you know it, just yell your name.
Okay.
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 The plants on either side of the host and guests on this
Jensen.
Web series, also a 2019 TV movie, are the Boston or sword variety.
Jensen?
Between two. Or what is ferns? What is between two ferns?
I mean, it was a rough go of things. Yeah. But
what is between two ferns?
Okay. Yes.
Wow.
Very good.
Look at that. Did you know that, Muggs?
No.
He didn't know that.
Oh, wow. Really?
No, I didn't. But that makes sense. Two plants.
Yeah.
Do we get a final Jeopardy?
Calm your teeth.
Okay.
We're getting to it.
All right.
But first, one that I picked specifically for you, Muggs.
Okay.
This TV comedy wasn't about pesky garden plants, but rather about Mary Louise Parker's budding pot business.
What is weeds?
What is weeds?
Yep.
Great.
Muggs, not bad.
No.
All right. You know what? You've done very well. Let's say you have $16,000. We're going into Final Jeopardy. How much would you like to bid?
I'm going to all.
All? Well, you have to, right?
Got to double up.
You're against the goats.
All right. Yep. Final Jeopardy.
These two now defunct parties each gave the United States four presidents in the 19th century.
Oh, yes.
You don't sing it, Muggs. You got to think.
You get 30 seconds.
Are they going to help you?
Bong, bong. What is the Tea Party and the other party?
Okay, let's see if that's right.
You have 30 seconds. Good luck.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, fair enough.
Sorry about that.
Fair enough.
My bad. That's on me. That's on me, the host.
He has 30 more.
Do you think that really happened, or do you not think that really happened?
It happened, yeah.
What are Democratic, Republican, and Whig?
Oh, wait. The Democratic, Republican is still around.
No, that was one party.
Oh, one party back then.
Yeah.
And then the Whig party.
Yeah, so you lost it all, Muggs. But you got a few.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say you slayed.
Would you like to rephrase that word?
I did okay.
Yeah, I'll give him a okay.
Okay.
Okay doesn't work in Jeopardy or horseshoes. What?
Nope, doesn't work that way.
Okay.
It's Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. K-Rock.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't know how this conversation got started.
I remembered it yesterday. Because I feel like I had it in my brain during vacation, and I didn't say anything at the time. Mm-hmm. Okay. And looking back, I wish I did, okay?
Yeah.
Because what happened is we had a break that talked about if we were, like, good at building stuff.
Yeah,
or
who
was,
like, the manliest man?
Manliest. Like, who's, who has really, to be honest, done manual labor?
Yeah.
And everyone on the show kind of admitted that we're all sissy boys.
Yeah.
Well, right. Not
when
Omar.
It comes to that.
Omar was.
Well, that
not.
Was the thing. We have one toughie.
Yeah.
We have
one
toughie on staff, and that was Omar, and he's built tons of things, and it's kind of embarrassing.
I think he exaggerates sometimes, though, you guys. I've never seen any of the stuff he's built. Have you?
I have not.
Okay, I'm just saying.
I'll start Instagramming it.
Thank you. But at one point, we were all just standing around talking, and Dave, kind of out of the side of his mouth, said, well, I mean, it's obvious I don't have any calluses because I have the softest hands on the show.
It's true. Yeah.
And I thought to myself, I think I might have the softest hands. But I didn't say anything.
Okay,
at
but
the
let
time.
Me just interrupt right here and say, how is that an argument? That's all of you should say, I'm so happy I don't have to literally work for a living.
I'm very happy.
Should be very grateful.
I'm very happy that we talk to a microphone in the morning. That's a great thing that I don't have to pick up anything.
But as this was going on about the softest hands, my thought was, well, I'm out. Because I don't have the softest hands.
You don't know.
And they were arguing between themselves after that segment on who had the softest hands.
Strangest argument I've ever been a part of.
So very weird.
Over the break, I kept thinking about it. It kept replaying in my head. And I have the confidence to think that I probably have softer hands than Dave.
Okay.
And because one of the reasons is that throughout my whole entire life, if I had, like, a girlfriend and we were holding hands, or someone, I'm handing something off and they feel my hand, they'll go, wow, you have really soft hands.
Really? Like a UPS guy hands you a package,
no one has
brushes
ever said
your
that.
Hand, and he's like, damn, son.
No one has ever said that.
You know what? UPS and FedEx both.
You're
no, no, that's not true. But there have been a lot of people that are, because I remember I work at this art gallery sometimes, and I hand off money, and people are like, wow, you have, I mean, the fact that that's even come up makes me think I'm in the running.
Can I ask you what part of the hand we are discussing? Are we talking palms, are we talking the top of the hand?
In my opinion, we have not went over anything yet, but for me, for men at least, I think bottom, you know, obviously the manual labor side,
the palms and fingers,
because who would work on the top? And I've lotioned. I don't know, Dave, I'm looking at you in sort of a intimidating way. Do you lotion as well?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Muggs, what about you?
Well, I used to have rougher hands because of my drumming calluses. No joke.
Yeah, that would be, yeah, that, would, that yeah. would affect it.
I have not picked up a drumstick in quite some time.
Oh, so you're not a drummer anymore?
I'm a drummer on
like
hiatus.
Beats,
you don't like beats?
I still love beats.
Okay, good.
But I have too been told by women, wow, Muggs, you have soft hands.
You guys, I don't think that's a compliment from anyone.
Yeah, I believed it till the by women thing.
Can we bring Omar in? Because Omar is the manliest man. Are you out of this competition or you still want to be in?
You know, I was pumping some iron yesterday, I think I'm going to be out of this competition.
Okay.
But I will say I do have the stickiest hands.
Oh, God. Didn't mean that.
Listen.
And hairiest.
Okay. Yeah.
No. palms, yeah.
I mean, just to give you guys an idea of what you're dealing with, you know, have you ever heard these words when you shake someone's hand saying, wow, it's like shaking hands with a pillow?
No one's ever said that to you either.
Those words have been said to me.
They just haven't then.
Son,
you're lying in Jensen's lying with your personal story.
The reason I have this confidence is because I have heard it so much. And Kevin, have you ever heard it?
No. No one says it to anyone.
So if Dave and I have both heard it.
You haven't.
We have.
We have.
100%. No. We have. Now, what I propose, okay, is that next week we have a soft off. And
honestly, do you men want to be involved with something called a soft off?
I mean, so far.
You're questioning as if my masculinity is intact on this show already. okay, so we're gonna basically have someone blindfolded, right?
Okay.
That person will judge.
Uh-huh.
And then that I want rings off. I want shirts all put up all the way to like our shoulders so that there is no way you could know what is what.
Okay.
And that person will then feel the palms and decide who has the softest hands on staff.
All right.
And within the men.
Okay.
And who here is dumb enough to wear that blindfold?
We have to make a deal.
I feel like it has to be somebody maybe outside of the show.
Oh,
we
really?
Need to bring someone.
Really?
In.
Just bring a ringer?
Yeah.
Let's
bring
make sure
in someone.
Like a lawsuit. Let's get a potential lawsuit.
No,
happening.
I think it should. Well, maybe just to make it fair and square, we get Karina from HR. Just
ooh,
so we know. Because
then you're in trouble if you do something.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Ooh, I don't Karina's know.
Ooh, and the loser gets fired.
That's a good
that
idea.
Could work.
I agree. And the winner gets the 4-day work week?
Yeah! I can't wait.
We'll do it.
Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. LA and OC's alternative rock.
Michael Lee and Angela Pang, they can hardly wait for the birth of their first child.
Even if it
results in them spending time behind bars.
Hmm?
Whoa, why?
Because in Utah, it's illegal to marry your first cousin.
Huh. Nope.
A husband and wife from Eagle Mountain, Utah, are first cousins. Pang's father is the older brother of Lee's mother.
That's pretty
straight
much direct.
First cousin. Very first cousin.
One plus one.
Yeah.
And in over half the states, this was shocking to me, completely legal.
Huh.
In a few other states, illegal. And then some states are really, really gray area, like, okay, but don't have kids because the chances of having... you know, genetic malfunctions in kids is higher when you're first cousins.
Are we going to get into, like, whether they grew up together or they just found each other randomly on a dating site?
Nothing about that.
Nothing about... Because
the couple that we're talking about met as kids.
Like, and, they hung out together, vacationed together, that type of thing.
But one of them...
Until they got caught.
I remember, one of them had, a soldier dad, so, like, they moved around a lot, so they wouldn't see each other a ton.
Okay.
And then had to regroup at some point, but have said that they had a connection since they were like five.
Children,
yeah.
Oh.
It's from an upcoming episode of WE TV series Extreme Love.
Oh, I got to set that on my TBR. Mm-hmm.
Here's the couple themselves explaining their relationship.
We've known each other all our lives. We've been each other's first crushes, first kisses, and we happen to be first cousins.
I like the sound effects that they use.
That was actually him and a zipper. And it wasn't a record scratch.
Yes, that's right.
And we happen to be first cousins.
I didn't add that. I didn't add that at all, yes.
Oh, I love it.
I was looking for a big stab, and all of a sudden it was like, oh, when? Mm-hmm. They added it. I don't even need to do that.
Yes, that's right.
And we happen to be first cousins.
Angie's father and Michael's mother are... brother and sister.
Now it's a nice groove.
Yeah. Now we're with the Beach Boys, yeah.
Right?
That makes their relationship illegal in the state of Utah. Their strong connection began when they were just kids.
Now a little funky.
Now we're in a club with Kevin.
Question. Do you know how bad your relationship has to be illegal in Utah?
That's a good point.
Of all places.
That's a good point.
A lot of polygamy.
Yeah, they're pretty open to things.
Yeah.
Not this.
We're like second grade, like 7, 8 years old, and we immediately clicked. And we're like best friends. We were slow dancing in the closet.
Is that code?
I'm sorry. What does that mean?
Slow dancing in the closet,
huh? Slow dance in the closet.
What you do if you're first cousins and nobody wants to see it.
And it's not slow dancing.
And it's 7 seconds long.
That's what I'm saying. Is it code?
We were slow dancing in the closet.
That just doesn't seem right.
I love it.
No.
Nope.
Although I like to picture it.
It's my favorite John Mayer song, too.
Wait, what?
What?
We'll take that out in post.
Please.
Got caught kissing.
I got pulled aside by my parents, and they said, "What's going on?" And my mom said, "Cool it, Angie."
Oh, she didn't come at you that hard, did she?
I mean, that's nearly abuse.
Cool it, Angie. And this is sort of the end of the story. We're now... Unfortunately.
And we felt like from then on we were kind of kept apart. It felt unfair. It felt a little bit like Romeo and Juliet, except instead of these warring families, it's the same family.
Well, yeah.
It's very different.
Romeo and Juliet, except we're cousins, seems like the right pitch.
So here's the actual information. If you have kids with a first cousin, there's a chance between 4 and 7% of having genetic disorders. Between 4 and 7%.
Honestly, less than I thought it would be.
Absolutely.
Compared to non-related couples that have a 3 to 4%.
Oh, not much more at all.
Yeah, not, I mean,
4 it's to 7.
Not a dice roll I'd like to take.
That's
but
same.
Sure, yeah.
Same, but it's legal in about half the state.
This guy, he's a lawyer.
And, no, so
he really did
I'm an investigative reporter and I take it seriously.
With a hot cousin.
And I wanted to know what slow dancing in the closet means.
Right.
Because I assume
all of a sudden he's like, oh, she accepted my friend request. I'm in with my cousin.
The baby's due May 22nd. I assume they'll have to move out of Utah because...
Well, aren't they facing...
You get arrested.
Yeah,
you get arrested.
I was going to say they're facing charges.
Yeah. So they had to go to another state to get married, and they did. And then they went back, and now May 22nd is the due date.
Oh,
and
dear.
So if they stay in Utah, they're going to get arrested after having their child. So what I'm saying is, it's all great.
I don't.
Is that what you're saying?
Kevin, I wouldn't say it's all great until we see the 4 to 7% dice roll.
That's not the point, though. The point is it's only a little bit higher than regular couples.
Yeah, and Kevin's point is if she's hot, I mean, who cares?
Exactly.
It's all relative.
Yeah.
Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen on K-Rock, LANOC's alternative rock.
Right now, we're talking about our show.
Yes.
Now, Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen, before Kevin and Bean.
Yes.
Ruined your show. Ruined your life.
Yes.
And this came from a tweet from Fred.
Okay.
And we have Fred on the phone from Las Vegas. Good morning, Fred.
Hey, morning. How's it going, guys?
Good. Thank you.
So this actually came up recently for me. I had a friend tell me that every time he hears, "I do believe," he now has to repeat it and say, "I do believe."
Yes.
And so it does appear that some parts of our show and the stupid stuff we come up with can seep into someone's personal life, which I just want to start off by saying, I am sorry, because that is a bad thing for us to reflect on.
I'm very grateful that
absolutely.
Happened.
Yes. No, I'm thankful,
but
sorry.
Don't take it out into the wild because you don't know what's going to happen.
What happened, Fred? Where were you? What did you say?
So it's been happening a lot lately. Every now and then I'll just, randomly certain words or phrases will come up, but it's been happening the last 2 weeks at work. During our work meeting, so I work for a big printing company, and have these meetings every morning with sometimes the supervisors, leads, and everything, and it's the plant manager, and from time to time, it's the CFO. Mm. So from time to time, they'll, say something, and then I'll just blurt out.
His phone died right then.
Fred,
right,
hold on.
Fred,
what did you blurt out, Fred?
Fred, we missed what you blurted out. Sorry.
This is Hulk Hogan, by the way.
Thank you.
In the last week, I said, is it Heimer? When somebody was asking about a job at that one of our leads, his name is Heimer.
Right, and to us, that's hilarious because it's my mistake, and we've played it over and over and over again.
Because his name is Jaime, and if is it Heimer? And then they said, no, it's Jaime, and then you laughed to yourself.
Yeah, and I said, no, it's Heimer. And they're like, no, it's Jaime. I'm like, yeah, I know. It's just a joke. And then it just goes quiet.
Right, but it's not just a joke to them.
Yeah, there's no punchline to them.
It's nonsense to them.
Yeah, right. Fred, you just look insane.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's happened. One of my favorite ones is
Yeah, oh. your phone's cutting out. This stinks.
Fred,
okay.
Try one more time. What is one of your favorite ones?
Saw them at the Tube. It's one of my favorite
Saw them at the Tube.
Saw them at the Tube. So someone says something that sounds like a band name but is not, and then you say, yo, I've seen them at the Tube. And you don't even live in Los Angeles anymore, so you're saying it to people in Las Vegas who don't know it's the Troubadour and that it's a shortened word for the Troubadour. A couple steps there you're missing. Yeah.
Yeah, and then the plant manager always gives me this weird look. He doesn't already like me.
Right.
So when I see things like that, he just gives me, he raises his eyebrows and says, what'd you just say? I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
And then he just keeps going on, and I'm like, oh,
I mean, technically, he's right.
Yeah. Technically, they should be bringing out a straitjacket.
Yeah, right. Fred, you're going to lose your job. Yeah. So I say keep quiet during these meetings, but we really appreciate you listening.
Oh, he's the best. But also,
thank you, guys. Thank you. I'm a big, long-time fan, so.
Thank you, Fred.
I appreciate it. Love you guys.
Thanks very much. All right.
I mean, I could see how repeating things on this show could get you into life trouble.
Well, it's not just that. Well, I have two stories. Yes. One is...
And we should tell people now that we're going to take their calls because we want them to call right now with how this show has basically ruined your life.
You've taken something that's an inside joke or you've heard on this program that we do a lot, and you take it out into the wild where people that don't listen to the show have no idea what you're talking about.
Bad idea. But you could call us in with your bad ideas. 1-800-520-1067.
So I'm at CVS getting a prescription. I stand in line for a long time. And I finally get up to the counter. And the guy says, sorry, your prescription's not ready. So as a way of being funny, I booed him.
No.
Because we do that on the show a lot.
Yep.
So I'm standing at the counter and I put my hands up like this and I go, boo. Like, no louder than that, though. I wasn't screaming.
But you put your hands up.
I did. I put my hands up so that it would be more
direct. A cylinder,
Yes.
What a psycho.
Boo. And I was just being funny about it because I had stood in line all that time. And everyone in the area, in the pharmacy, and sort of everyone in the area of the store stopped doing what they were doing.
Like a record scratch.
Yeah. And they looked at me. And they paused, and then they all just went back to their work. It just made no sense to anyone.
We do that on the show that never mind.
I don't even try.
Amazing.
Why would I do that? And the other problem that I have is people telling stories that take forever.
Oh, yeah.
Because on this show, we're able to say, hey, dude, we get off at 10. Let's start, let's move along.
You do not in real life do this.
A couple of times I don't say things that rudely, but I have very little patience for a story that doesn't get to the point.
Yeah.
Very little patience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, yeah, okay, but let's, you know, speed it up a little bit. And in outside in the wild, people don't tell stories that get to the punchline quickly.
They're like, and that's when my Nana passed away.
Right.
You're like, all right, there we are.
That's it. That's what we've been waiting for.
We have one tweet from Errolyn Sellen. Said, our three-year-old says, this is a colossal disaster. And then
amazing.
A text from the 562. People at work always talk about what's going on in the world today. And then they asked me, and I always respond with, I'm a kid. I don't watch the news.
Sweet.
Yeah.
And yet it makes sense to no one that doesn't listen to this show.
They just go, what is he talking about?
Do we have time for one call? Let's squeeze in one here. It's going to be Dan and Pico Rivera. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning.
Oh, man. All right. So I got two words for you guys. Mm-hmm. White pants.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Dan.
How did that come up?
So what happens is I'm hanging out with my friends, and it's you know, guys and girls hanging out. And I see a girl across the street. She's wearing white pants. And I kind of nudge my friend with my elbow. I'm like, hey, check it out. White pants. You know what that means. And no one did. No one knew what it meant.
Yeah.
Like, well, what does it mean?
Well, we were very surprised to find it out as well, which is that if she's a car, the tailpipe is open for business.
Yeah.
Exactly. But it was kind of awkward to explain that mixed company. And I learned, well, not to judge my audience when I point out white pants.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks, guys.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
I love that Kevin said we were shocked when we found out, too. Yeah. Like it's an actual thing,
it
Kevin.
It is.
Every woman that wears white pants doesn't like it in the...
That's what I've heard. I've heard that.
I have a song about it.
There was a song, a delightful song, too.
But I don't think we can play. But thank you for the call, Dan. We appreciate you listening and for ruining your life outside of your own, the cocoon of this show.
His mom walks in white pants. He's like, oh
man. 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls next.
Kevin in the morning, Kevin in the morning, Kevin in the morning.
With Ali and Jensen, K-Rock.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, we're talking about you listening to the show, and we're grateful that you do. Mm-hmm. And we have inside jokes a lot that we all understand, and maybe you understand, and other listeners understand. But when you go out in the wild, don't do it, because it'll get you into some trouble.
Absolutely.
And Mark is on the line from Covina. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, party people.
Hey, hey.
Happened to you?
Hey. Yeah, there's two that I happen to do quite often. One was when someone's talking to me and they're dropping some knowledge, I blurt out, "That's real talk right there, man."
That's real talk right there, man.
Yeah.
He's got it down perfect. Do it again.
That's real talk right there, man.
That's real talk right there, man.
Oh, pretty good. Mark. That's a good impression.
And what's the other one?
Oh, I'm blinking on. Oh, it's when someone else is talking and I bust out the loquacious and I'm like, "Shut up."
Oh, okay. Shut up's also a good one.
All right.
Yeah, it's a great one, but I don't know that you want to do it with people that don't understand that you're being funny.
Yeah, it could be rough.
Yeah, but I have a lot of friends that don't listen, so. I'm trying to get them over.
Try your hardest.
It's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. We're talking about listening to our show. We have some inside jokes, perhaps, and you go out into the wild and you start using them and it doesn't really play.
Falls flat.
Doesn't really work. What do you got?
We've got Alex that wrote in, said, anytime anyone, coworkers, friends, even my kids say couple, I correct them and say couple.
Yeah.
You have to.
You sort of have to.
And then I don't know if you remember when we were talking about how people were getting angry when you started things with you guys because it took away from women. And I was like, you got to come up with something better. So what I came up with is something that Shmena is using as she walks into meetings. And by the way, she's a teacher. She walks into meetings saying, "What's up, my bitches?"
Oh, right. See, that's funny. Any other setting. Any other setting except for that one.
I love it.
Mugs?
Anytime somebody voices their displeasure with something, my buddy Tim was telling me, "Hey, I went to
Tim.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Tim?
No, he's like,
okay.
Oh,
okay.
He went to the DMV the other day and there was a 4-hour wait. And I was like, that's sad.
which is this drop.
That's sad.
And again, from the same movie as Do You Have Chicken Fingers?
Oh, yeah.
That's sad.
I mean.
All right.
Treasure trove.
Let's take some phone calls. Let's start with Michelle, who's calling from Canoga Park. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning. Good
morning.
So our show has ruined your life.
Oh, yeah. So I use the phrase big fan, long time him.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Often, it makes me sound like such an idiot. Did it at work the other day. My husband will crack up every time I say it, but we are the only two that understand what we are talking
this
about.
This is where that came from. Is that so? He doesn't. Are you
common.
A regular Duck fan? You watch all the time him? That's it's magic.
So good. You also have another Kevinism that you do, right?
Yeah, the what did you do? All
what
the time.
What did you do?
What did you do?
So you slur it like you're drunk, and people look at you like you're crazy.
Yeah, I mean a little bit, just a little bit crazy.
I got news for you. A lot of it.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Let's see. Where do we want to go here?
Let's go to line 8.
Johnny.
Yeah.
Streaming us from Michigan. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good. Thank you. How did we ruin your life?
Yeah, this is an oldie, but I'm out in Michigan, so nobody knows nothing out here. So when I'm talking to somebody and they say something crazy or funny, I go, "What?" And they look at me like, "What's that for?" I'm like, "Nothing. Don't worry about it."
Okay, there's a morning show in Los Angeles. I stream it. I mean, it's way too much to get into.
Yeah, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. But no, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go to Daniel in West Covina. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
What's going on, guys?
Okay. Talking about things that you've taken from the show outside and other people don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, yes. For me, it's a couple drops, actually. I was actually heard this one live. I do it every time I answer the phone. Most of the time, it's, oh, hello.
Oh, that was the greatest.
One of the greatest ever.
That was when Kevin was not going to go to a last call because the phone topic was going so bad. Mm-hmm. And I said, Kevin, let's do one more. He goes to the call, and the guy said, oh, hello. And Kevin just said, nope, and hung up on him. It was so good.
You could tell it wasn't going to end well.
No, it was
you knew
too
right
good.
Off the bat. Yep.
Oh, hello.
I loved it.
All right. Thank you, Daniel. Let's go to Polo.
Hello. What up, guys?
What up?
What's up, Polo?
He's there.
All right. Well, basically, I'll say this much. Girls kind of ruin my life by hanging up on me, mm-hmm. like somebody tends to do with you guys over there. You
sure,
know?
Sure. Hang
up too soon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But basically, when somebody talks too much to me, I ended with too much information.
Too much information, man.
Victor Fuentes.
One of the best contributions to the show, in my opinion.
Greatest.
Mm-hmm.
I love him so much. Thank you. Let's go to Paul in Garden Grove. Good morning, Paul.
Morning, guys. I was telling the screener that I've been listening to you guys since I was 22, and I'm 52 now. So I've been listening to you for pretty much the whole time.
Wow.
That's like 60 years.
I have two. Remember Lightning?
Yeah.
That guy, Lightning?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
Backpack.
I want my backpack.
All the time.
Yeah.
My backpack. Where's my backpack? And the other one, I swear to God, I said it last night at a concert. The girl came out and said, I'm only 19. I turned to my girlfriend and I go, you know what I was doing when I was 19? I was throwing rocks at my neighbor, Robbie Joyner. I say that all the time.
And people look at you like,
all these kids are so young.
I'm sure.
It's just,
I'm sure your wife loves
it. It's gold.
Yeah.
You guys have gold.
Yeah. I mean, define gold.
Debatable.
We've never been told that before in our entire lives.
I like it.
Let's go to Larry in Arcadia. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. This one didn't ruin my life, but it's something that I picked up from your show, and I just kind of say without thinking about it. And so my wife and I took my wife to Dodger Stadium. You know how, like, going up they have the fancier seats up front. So I bought her the really nice seats where you have, like, the guard you have to go by to mm-hmm. get up to the front.
Mm-hmm.
And so we go down there, and I'm kind of running down the stairs, and I get ahead of my wife, and the guard pulls the rope back, and I walk through, and he starts to close it. I'm like, no, sorry, you have to hang out from my wife.
It is the worst dated reference, but boy, it is still fun to do. And I catch myself doing it in normal life all the time.
Yeah.
It's a rough one.
Unfortunately. All right, thank you for the call. Let's go to Armin in Foothill Ranch. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. How did we ruin your life?
I've been listening to K-Rock for a while, and unfortunately, my family would listen to the insignificant radio stations.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And every time, we have a rule that whoever is driving gets control of the radio.
Nice.
So whenever my wife would listen to her radio station and they would play Lady Gaga, I'd go, Lady Gaga! And now with the
Can you imagine if you didn't know Allie said this?
Lady Gaga!
Can you imagine how annoying that would be?
It's annoying when we do it. I can't imagine in the wild.
Reality, yeah. Awful.
That's the worst thing ever.
Speaking of a similar one, we have a text here, and I can't imagine what this is like. Mm-hmm. I truly can't imagine. When we're talking about dinner, when my husband and I say, what are you making? Both my 2-year-old and 6-year-old yell,
fruitcake!
Like, what?
You gotta start people being mad at you young.
It is 2 and 6, bad influence.
This is Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen, K-Rock.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. Mm-hmm. I'm not messing that up again ever. Good. I just realized.
I mean, the number stuck at 8.
I just realized
that
good.
Guys.
I'm good. What could go wrong?
Mm-hmm. Remember that guy that used to be on the show?
Yeah.
I just got a text from him.
Oh, did you?
And he says, I wanted you to be the first to hear the big news. And I'm like, oh my God. You guys ready?
Donna's pregnant?
From Bean.
No. Okay.
Finally, just now, 2 minutes ago, I have a TV. So Bean has a TV.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That was the big announcement I was hoping for.
My b-hole was clenched. And then I saw that and I was like, God damn it, Bean.
Hmm.
All right. So glad we...
Glad we got that update?
About that. Oh, that guy. That guy.
Right?
I'm shocked that he's not spoiling Jeopardy for me like he used to do when he lived here. Like, because obviously he could.
He'll get around to it.
He'll get around to it.
Mm-hmm.
So we do something during this What's Happening that is very special. We have a That's My Jam playlist. You will find it at Kevin Mornings on both Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. We will link you right to it where every member of the show puts one of the songs that they're really into at the moment on this playlist. Because we don't pick our songs that play during the show. We all have very varied musical tastes.
Mm-hmm.
So why not have a playlist of all those things? And if you go along, follow it, you're going to have 5.5 hours of new music. Every single week, you're going to have new songs added. So enjoy the songs from Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. Kevin, you're
well
up
done.
First. Thank you.
My That's My Jam pick is from The Rex.
Uh-huh.
It is a band from Thousand Oaks.
Oh.
804.
Right.
No one says that.
The mean streets of Thousand Oaks.
Mm-hmm. T.O.
No one does that either.
Lancers.
Okay, you guys are... The All old right. man ate.
They say their influences are the Pixies, the Strokes, Weezer, Vampire Weekend. When they come to describing... This is a critic describing their music. So they just throw every single word into it. I'm going to tell you, it's a pretty weird song. Mm-hmm. They make exuberant, melodic, emo, and punk-influenced pop rock.
Okay.
Wow. That's everything,
didn't miss
right?
anything, yeah.
So the name of the song is Freakin' Out. It's a little weird, but here's my pick.
In the bathroom, on my back, there's a picture on the wall of Kanye West. He's staring at me. He's staring at me. I'm freaking out. I'm freaking out. I'm on the lawn, it's almost 3. I look around, I look at her, she looks at me. She's suspicious, she's suspicious. I'm freaking out, I'm freaking out.
Song.
Very good.
Lancers!
I like it. I'd freak out if Kanye was watching me pee.
Yeah.
Right?
It's got a little bit of a Hobo Johnson vibe to it.
Yes, but very also good. He sounds a little Perry Farrell-ish.
Yeah, it's very good.
As well.
I like that.
Oh. All right. Guys, I picked a song off of Liam Gallagher's newest solo album the week it came out last year in September. I love this album. It's so good.
Are you picking the same song?
I'm not picking the same song, but it got me thinking about Liam yesterday because I talked about his tweet that he said, I intend to retire as solo artist after album number 3, as I have just had a call from my brother begging me to start Oasis again in 2022, which, of course, a firestorm from that tweet. Everyone's like, oh my God, are they getting back together? Other people were like, I doubt Noel called you. And then other people said, they do have a brother named Paul. Do you think Paul just called? Like, what happened? Well, turns out Noel didn't call, you guys.
What a surprise.
Noel confirmed it on the radio yesterday. He basically said, yeah, he's basically just drinking that leftover booze from Christmas. It's not happening. And he said, until you hear it from me, it's never happening.
Wow, okay.
So... But whatever.
Did you sob a little? A little tear?
I was bummed, yeah. But then I thought, that would be very, very much like the potato, the lie about it, you know? But it, of course, got me thinking about his solo album, which is one of my favorites, Why Me, Why Not? And I picked another song off of his album, but this one was the lead single, which is a great song. So I thought you should hear Liam Gallagher's Shockwave.
All your
Fantastic.
Really
it's
good.
It's so Gallagher.
It's Gallagher-ish, yes. Yeah.
That'll end up in a commercial for like a season premiere on FX or something.
Sounds big. It should. Yeah. Jensen, brand new song.
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday a little bit, but one of the deaths in music that hit me hard, I think about it a lot, is Mac Miller. He was actually one of the first Get Up Ons that I brought here to the show.
Yes, he was.
When he released his album Swimming, and then he passed away September 7th of 2018, and his family sort of surprised everyone and said that there is an album coming out next week, and it's called Circles. And they put out a single today called Good News and a video at the same time. And the video is heartbreaking. They use so much like home videos and kind of behind the scenes stuff. And it is just, I mean, he is an artist who was just at the start, even with all his success, he was just at the start of finding his voice and really becoming a classic musician. I think Swimming is a classic album. I can only imagine Circles is great. John Bryan produced this record, who you should know. He's an incredible composer and producer. This is the first single off of Circles. It's called Good News. And all I do is say sorry. Half the time I don't even know what I'm saying it about. Good news, good news, good news. That's all they wanna hear. No, they don't like you when I'm down. But when I'm flying, so uncomfortable, so different. What's the difference when it ain't that bad? That is awesome. The bummer, man.
Very Mac Miller.
And I don't know how, with it being a bummer and him being gone, Muggs was dancing to that song.
Still dancing around.
One of the weirdest things I've ever seen.
He was also doing the worm on the ground, which I thought was...
He got some hype, though.
And the Running Man.
Slightly offensive.
Muggs, what is your pick?
My band has been that one that has walked the halls of K-Rock briefly. They played our sound space many, many years ago. And the band I am talking about is Falling in Reverse. And for those of you who are not familiar with them, they have been categorized as a post-hardcore, hardcore, metalcore, hard rock, pop punk, glam metal, hip hop, rapcore, electronica, and rap metal band. And frontman and lead vocalist Ronnie Radke, formerly of a similar sounding band called Escape the Fate, has been the only original member since the band's inception in 2008. And Radke has cited some of his influences at Eminem, Lords of Brooklyn as two big reasons of him being like into like the rap style of metal. And my song was released on November 20th, and it's called Popular Monster. Okay, motherfucker, now you got my attention. I need to change a couple things, cause something is missing. And what if I was a lie? Tell you everything is fine. Every single thing I'll say, I get closer to the grave. I ask.
Worth it just to have you rapping at my face and playing air bass.
Yeah, and I was doing the calypso.
Yeah,
all three things.
That's a great song.
You're a triple threat.
I like that.
Wowzers. Again, if you want to find those songs, you can find them at Kevin Mornings on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. We will link you to it. It is our That's My Jam playlist. New music in your ears every week. Happy birthday to Jermaine Clement, Sarah Shahi, Pat Benatar, Rod Stewart, and George Foreman. And that's what's happening.
It's Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen on K-Rock, LANOC's alternative rock.
Jensen, what's the fear here? What's the problem? Oh, first, let me just tell you, an hour from now.
Oh, okay, fair.
Tickets to see Coldplay in the HD Radio Sound Space, which has been downgraded from 75% ready to 65% ready.
Oh, within the last hour?
Yeah, we have less confidence now than we did before, but it's a week from today, so... Good luck to us.
But be honest here. If it was perfect and everything was ready to go in, would it be K-Rock?
No, I would assume something's wrong. I was in the wrong location.
Yeah. So this is like going to, you know, like a Warriors game and not seeing a lot of threes. You'd be like, this isn't Steph Curry I know.
I'm used to this.
You want to see the signature move of K-Rock, which is like hanging pieces of wood.
With nails
like
in them.
Nails in the floor that you have to dodge or they go through your shoe. These are all things I want to see. A smell, a weird smell.
Yeah. Well, you're going to be very rewarded then.
Yeah,
a week from today.
I hope to see a lot of hanging pieces of wood.
As you know, I'm going to win the soft hands game, so
yes,
I don't know
are.
Much about
you
labor.
You can't help. You
right.
can't help.
Don't know much about it.
No.
Okay, so listen. I mean, I'm going to ask you guys a question, and then we're going to kind of expel off of that.
Okay.
Do you how often do you wash the clothes you wear?
It 100% depends on my day. Because some days I straight ruin clothes. Okay. And then, of course, and other days, like, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Give it the old look, one look over it, give it the smell test, put it right back on the hanger.
And it hangs back up.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's like a sweatshirt or something.
Or a shirt, even.
Okay.
Allie? Yeah.
I would say I wear everything just once except for jeans.
Jeans get extras.
I can wear 2 to 3 days.
Great.
A lot of people don't wash their jeans ever. Which,
which is insane.
Well, I think it was like Levi Strauss or someone said you're really not supposed to. If they start getting funky, put them in the freezer. I mean, source me on
whatever you just heard in the last 30 seconds. Please disregard.
But there are like sweaters and stuff like that. I don't wash a sweater after I wear it once.
I'm scared to ask this, but... Mugs.
Yeah, well, I'm with Kev Dog. I give it the one, the look-see, the sniff-see. And it depends what kind of article of clothing it is. Like jeans, the more you let them just be, the more comfortable they are.
Okay.
And sweatshirts, the same thing. I don't try to wash a sweatshirt as much, especially with the, if it's an 80-20 blend, you know.
Right, sure. Very specific.
You know, so, my boxers, you don't want to know.
Nope.
Okay. No, I definitely don't want to know.
No, I do want to know. I hope you're washing those daily.
Normally, sure.
Oh, boy.
Normally.
Oh.
If
I want to see you giving that the smell test. I just, for one second, I want there to be a video camera in your house that gets you.
Smellsy.
Smellsy.
It depends on the day. It depends on the day.
No,
what,
sir.
If you crap yourself?
No, sir.
Listen, we
reject you.
The reason story stuck out to me is because I was raised with washing everything right after I've worn it.
No matter what it is or what condition it's in.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. I wouldn't say that I would say a majority, 90% of the time, I'm washing everything I'm wearing over and over. And I do, honestly, run into problems with over-shrinkage and things with that. So there was a survey of 2,000 Brits, 2,000 British people, and it was weirdly by the appliance company Bosch.
What?
So you would think
they make washing machines?
You think big washing machines.
You'd think big washing machines.
Use it every day.
Yeah. And they asked them what they do, like what basically their practice is.
What are your habits as far as washing your clothes?
Okay. As far as wearing clothes multiple days in a row.
Oh, in a row?
Oh, yes.
Okay, go ahead. Okay.
58% admit they have no problem with it, with a quarter, 25%, admitting they feel dirty themselves when doing it, but still do it. I mean, I guess
That's
we should address
lazy.
That they're British, which
sure.
might play into it, but it's still, I felt, I'm almost 100% clean clothes every day.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I guess with
I can see that, but if I take a shirt that I wore, I won't wear it 2 days in a row. Don't be ridiculous. I'm not an animal. But I hang it back up and I'll wear it a week later.
Mm-hmm. Do you wash your jeans every day?
Well, no. That I definitely... Okay. I do a more man style with that, where I basically can wear them 4 times.
Okay.
But I'll also dry clean usually because like...
Dry clean your jeans?
Yeah.
Why?
Wow.
Because mugs, I guess, well, unless there's a stain or whatever, yeah. Because like Mug said, I'll look like a total weirdo if I keep washing them over and over.
What if you have Uber jeans?
Well, then I don't even sit on my bed, as you know. I don't sit on my bed with my jeans. Well, anyway, that's another story. But I guess it is true that I think of dirty clothes a lot more than other people.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've said before you have OCD.
Yes.
In a big way.
Women that were in these people surveyed said that they wear their bra an average of 8 times without washing them, and men, when they were surveyed, believed that women do it after 2 wears.
I think bras are different. Unless you're sweating or something like that, you could go a few days at least wearing a bra.
I was surprised to see 8 days, which was the
average. It seems like a lot. It seems like if you're doing a wash in between then, throw your bra in. But yeah, I can't imagine... Bras are something people wash everywhere.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Almost 25% of people revealed that they feel pressure from society, which is why they wash their clothing to look presentable. 16% believe a second wear would leave a bad impression. I thought that was a low number. I thought that if someone sees you in the same outfit twice, you would feel like it's a bad impression on a higher scale.
But you're talking more like dress-up. Events,
well, I think I'm just talking
about
anything, Mr. Shorts and Sweater Guy. I'm talking about if someone sees me wearing the same thing twice, I feel like they'd be like, He homeless?
I don't think you notice if someone's wearing something twice unless it is something dress up, like a really pretty dress or something. If it's jeans and a t-shirt and a sweatshirt, I would never think, did they wear that twice?
So on Tuesday this week, I wore the same sweats 2 days in a row. And Jensen saw me, Jensen glanced at my sweats one day, and the next day that I wore them, I'm like, is Jensen going to notice that I'm, I'm wearing the same ones again?
Now, sweats is kind of your brand.
Yeah, why he glanced.
Yeah, right.
Because, you know, gray sweatpants, you know what I'm saying? Right?
Like John white Hamm.
Oh. So there is something about this story, though, that, that does kind of have a lower layer, which is that Bosch included is suggesting that people wash their clothes less because of the environment and sustainability.
Oh, whatever, Joaquin.
27% of Brits say that they often consider the environment when they're doing their laundry, though 18% still admit to putting a wash on, even if the machine isn't full.
I will say this, and now that I know it's from the UK, have you used a UK washer? You can fit one pair of jeans and maybe a sweatshirt in those bad boys. They're the smallest things ever.
Right.
They suck. So, of course, you're not washing every day in the UK. I demand a recount.
I mean, also, look at their teeth. You know what I mean?
That is such an old trope, but I love it.
It's also true.
Yeah. So hacky.
But yeah, I mean, if it says if you don't have to clean anything, don't clean it. I mean, it is sort of becoming a big movement that, you know, I wash a t-shirt after I wear it the first day. I guess I will start to think to myself, you know what? This can have another wear.
Can I just make an exception?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mugs, you need to wash.
Mugs,
always wear. Always wear. Oh, actually, you know what? Everything you're wearing, wash
everything.
It. You know what? Burn it.
Yeah. Oh!
This is Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. LA and OC's alternative rock. KROQ. K-Rock.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's Friday morning, and that means it's time for Keep It 100.
I gotta keep it 100.
Keep it 100, baby.
Keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
Keeping it 100.
Keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
I'm gonna keep it 100.
100.
Kevin.
Yeah.
I've never been so bummed.
By what?
By a song that just missed out on being number 100. Hmm. It was number 99. It's a song that you know, you love, and quite frankly, I believe would have used your veto on.
I'm not sure because I love it because it seems like it's not possibly real.
That song Todd in Hollywood wanted to hear, Push the Little Daisies by Ween.
Ah.
Let me just give you a little taste of the nonsense that is.
Push the little daisies and make them come up. Push the little daisies and make them come up.
What? That's a real song.
Song rules.
It's a real song.
It's crazy.
You did say yesterday that that was what you feared, but it did not hit 100.
Correct. That was 99.
Mm-hmm. It was 99. Coming in at 101, also just missed out, House of Fun by Madness. That's from Rachel B. in Laverne.
Don't hit that either.
But again, there can only be one Texter 100,
no.
And that goes out to Westminster and a gentleman named James.
James, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin, Ali, Jensen, I have a question. This is my third time being on this feature. Am I now a Keep It 100 head?
Yo, 100, you are definitely a Keep It 100. How do you get through considering how many people text? You have a clear
agenda. We're going to block you
now,
James.
Yeah.
We're going to block your phone.
Please don't block me.
How do you do it?
How does that happen?
I don't know. I can't explain it. I just
is someone
text
cheating?
In when I'm asked.
Do you know Ruben?
How many times are you texting in?
Usually about 3 or 4.
That's it?
That's not that
really?
Bad.
Really?
Good for him.
I mean, because we get
thousands.
I will
say this, though. I have not missed a single week. Every single week, I've done it. I'm 100% on texting in for
all right,
Keep It 100.
All right.
James, I'm not saying you need to channel that luck into something else, but go buy a lottery ticket.
Yeah, or even a scratcher.
No, I'm good doing this.
Even a scratcher?
He's
okay, James, we appreciate it.
All right.
All right.
All right, you want to introduce your song for us? What was that word?
Hold on, what was that word
that I just said?
Does he want to what?
Introduce the song for us.
Oh, boy, I'm going to have to listen to that one back.
Is what I meant to say.
This is one of my all-time favorite bands during my 8 years of college. This is R.E.M. It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine.
The other night I tripped a nice continental trip to Biden Mountain, stayed in a light Leonard Bernstein, Liam Nash, Brass Nap, Lenny Bruce, and Lester Banks, birthday party, cheesecake, jelly bean, boom, symbiotic, patriotic, slam, button, nap, right?
Little 6.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q.
Honestly, it's one of the greatest joys of my life when we all yell, Leonard Bernstein! And there was just silence, and you just looked at me with disdain.
Well, you said turn it up, and then you love yelling Leonard Bernstein.
Everyone loves.
I didn't see that.
I didn't feel that either, but I thought you were going to lead it because you were so excited.
No, I waited for you guys to yell so you could have the most joy.
Yeah, I didn't see it. Didn't see it coming.
Whatever. It's from 1987.
What a bad sport you are.
Yeah, you're not even fun anymore.
Also, congratulations to Myra Morales from Santa Ana, who just got passes for two to the K-Rock HD Radio Sound Space, now 50% done, with Coldplay.
Get a button.
1 week.
Nope.
Yep.
From today.
He's giving out buttons.
Nobody's promising a button.
If you see Chris Martin, number one, you're going to be just pushing through wood and nails and screws. Uh-huh. Ask him for a button.
Jensen, I posted a picture of me with Chris Martin last night on my Instagram stories at Allie McKay. Guess what I'm wearing in the picture?
I'm pretty sure it's a button.
The button Chris Martin gave me.
Absolutely. Walk up to Chris Martin and tell him you heard he has buttons.
This is not a thing.
And he's going to hand you one.
It's not a thing.
Yep.
But congratulations to Myra, and your chance to win is coming up on K-Rock.
This is Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. Here. LA and OC's alternative rock.
Guys, it bums me out that we do the show 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, and people don't get to hear it all.
In the future, there's got to be some scientific way for people to go back and listen to stuff they miss.
I'm sure science would work, but I think I'm just going to rap about it.
I know some people have to work and most others are still asleep, so it's lucky that your boy Jensen wraps up every week. First, let me get this out of the way before I start. I'm sorry how I made this week extremely dark. Whether you met a killer or a psychopath, that's four. If you like depressing segments, you can thank Thor. And listeners decided on the content they want, so the morning show saw pictures of a foot croissant. Chris Martin and his buttons will open the sound space. I hope he brings a table saw to finish the place. My house might have neighbors on every side, but if I see him in the streets, I will run and hide. Rob Hubel was a guest. I'm thrilled he stopped by. It's nice to hear our show ruins other people's lives. It's radio gold. I guess we mastered the craft. If you missed that, download the podcast.
This program examines podiatric medical conditions and the procedures involved with treating them.
Nope.
Due to their graphic nature, viewer discretion is advised.
Yeah, big week.
Nope.
Wow.
Big week.
That was a real low point.
Yeah. For the entire show ever?
Yes.
30 years?
That was really not good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to say that.
Well, it's always there. The show has many episodes. We only looked at 1 foot.
We're good. So, we looked at 1 foot too many.
Keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was too much.
9:38. We have time for one more look at what's happening.
Guys, you know my thoughts about cruises.
Yes, you don't want to go on them because you're going to get killed.
People get murdered.
Thrown off.
Like,
yeah.
Thrown off, whatever. Plus, I mean, it's just, it's a captive audience. Everyone's like, oh, but the food's the greatest. Is it?
No.
No. It's just that it's free. So people think it's, and it's not free.
You think it's free, yeah.
You've paid for it ahead of time. It's not the best food.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, cruises are not my jam.
Right.
Until I found out about all of these cruises.
Oh.
Gwyneth Paltrow's company Goop is taking wellness to sea.
That was a dumb idea.
In August, cruisers will be able to experience, you know, Goop at sea.
I don't, that sounds,
nope.
Right.
Gwyneth Paltrow will be on deck as well as a slew of Goop-approved healers.
Hmm.
And we're not talking about, oh, we're just going to, you know, head through Mexico for a few minutes. No, you're going to go through Spain, France, and the Italian Riviera.
From this day forward, we're going to stop that right now.
You guys.
I'm getting off at the first stop.
Yeah,
if I'm on that cruise,
honestly, okay. I'm jumping off.
Yeah, okay. Into the water.
Yeah.
Can I
That's a terrible idea.
Can I interest you in True TV's Impractical Jokers cruise?
Maybe.
Okay, that's going to go from Miami to the Bahamas in March of this year. A bunch of different comedy acts on there as well.
But at least there's going to be hijinks on that one.
There will be hijinks on
that one. They are full of hijinks. You know,
oh, it says right here, prepare yourself for hijinks and shenanigans.
There you go.
For the record, I get my whole entire life, people think I look like someone. Mm-hmm. Like, it's always like, you look like the Verizon guy, or you look
and
like...
It's Gwyneth Paltrow?
No. Oh. It's this guy from the Impractical Jokers named Q.
Uh-huh.
I don't really know him, and
people really mistake you for him?
I am saying I get it at least once a month.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
And on the internet, I get it every day.
Interesting.
Which is very strange.
I get Brad Pitt a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know?
It's awful how
it's
much you
tough.
Get it.
It's mm-hmm. really yeah, tough.
I get it.
I'm looking this guy up. This will be my first time actually looking to see, do you think this guy looks like me?
Not even a
not,
little
no.
bit.
I don't think so.
You get that
no.
once a month?
Because he has a yeah. beard? Because he
know.
Has a beard.
Okay,
I don't know.
Looks like Muggs, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he'd look like Kevin if he took a lot of testosterone.
Well, I guess we all look alike.
I'm just saying, you can't grow a beard.
I can't really. That's yeah. true.
Oh,
that's
I guess I see I'm it saying. A little. I mean, that made yeah. it
a
little
you guys
picture.
Know that we're on the air?
No, and we're showing pictures on the radio. No!
All right, I don't see it either.
Yeah.
All right, well.
Here's what I think. Jensen was like, God, I wish I looked like that guy. I'm going to tell a story about how everyone tells me I
do you guys think I look like this guy? It's Toby McGuire. Just keeps showing.
You ever heard of this guy?
This guy's Tyson Beckford. Do I look like Tyson Beckford?
Yes, that
okay,
one you do.
Thank you.
Let me talk to you about some more cruises that make me want to just, like, I would wish for sweet, sweet death if I was aboard this
all right.
cruise.
Okay.
Sailing with the Scots. That's a Property Brothers cruise.
Mm, oh. But then you might get Zooey Deschanel.
Again.
Yeah.
I'm jumping
will you,
off.
Though?
Yeah, it's true.
You've got Drew and Jonathan Scott, a.k.a. the Property Brothers. What are they going to say? Like, oh, here's how we would change this room up.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's ridiculous. this would be fun because you know these people party. The Kiss Cruise. And Cruise, of course, is with a K.
Sure.
Mm.
Yeah. No?
Mm-mm.
Not in?
No.
What's okay. the point? It should have a point or something.
If you want to have tons of sex, Star Trek, The Cruise. An unconventional voyage. There's already a wait list for the 2020 trip. That's ports of call include Punta Cana, San Juan, Grand Bahama Island. All right.
That's for Star Trek?
Yes.
Okay.
What about the Oprah Girls Getaway? It's a 3-day excursion with Oprah and Gail.
No.
That was good.
No, I would never. I would never want it.
You get a daiquiri and you get a daiquiri and you get a daiquiri.
I don't need it. Guys, wow. Okay.
What?
A 5-night journey with Megadeth. The Megadeth Mega Cruise.
Hell yeah.
No,
I'm
yes.
in.
Uh-huh.
I'm in on that one.
Activities include morning coffee jams, beer tasting, and guitar, bass, and mugs. Drum clinics.
Where do I sign up?
Yeah, rock the boat.
That sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Backstreet Boys Cruise. I've heard about that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, they've done that before.
You guys, I am all aboard this one.
Okay.
The 80s all-inclusive cruise.
Hit me with a lineup.
Sold out.
Hit me with a lineup.
Sold out already.
Listen to this totally rad lineup.
Okay.
Brett Michaels.
Yes. Mm.
The B-52s.
Yes.
Berlin.
Yes.
Loverboy.
Yes.
Patti Smyth.
Yes.
Scandal.
Okay.
Original MTV VJs Mark Goodman, Nina Blackwood, and yeah. Alan Hunter also on board.
Don't care.
Waterproof leg warmers not included.
Yeah.
You guys, I'm in. That would be awesome.
You said it's sold out.
That one is already sold out.
Yeah. And it's on a boat that hasn't been renovated since the 80s.
Yeah, good luck.
That one starts in Miami and then goes San Juan, St. Thomas, and Labadee?
Labadee.
Labadee?
Haiti. Mm-hmm. I've been there.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So worldly,
Royal Caribbean.
This guy.
Did you
what's
expect
happening?
That?
No.
So worldly.
Royal Caribbean owns that part of Haiti.
Really?
Labadee. It's their own little getaway.
Labadee. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What's
I,
happening?
Too, have been to Haiti.
Really?
Good times. Yeah, I did Dominican Republic and Haiti.
Nice.
And then I asked our guide, who was like the head of, we went there to shoot stories, but she was the head of tourism.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, can I go to this one specific part of Haiti and do like all the voodoo stuff? And the look of sheer terror that crossed her face. She's like, you do not want to get into the voodoo.
Oh, I'm that like, would make oh, me no. want to go so much
yes,
more.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't
and
tell
she,
me I can't.
Like, they warned me about, because I was like, what if I just sneak away? And she's like, you will be killed. I'm like, but in a cool way. Right? It just
again,
sounded
was
real
that a
cool.
cruise with the B-52s?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would definitely do that.
100%. And Brett Michaels? Hello? And I would bring a handkerchief. You know how Colin Hanks has the handkerchiefs, mm-hmm. but he calls them handkerchiefs? Mm-hmm. I'd bring those because he wears those, but I'd make him look cooler because he'd be wearing a handkerchief.
Well, he wears them because he's covering his bald head and he's wearing a wig.
There's that. Mm-hmm.
Why do you have to ruin everything?
You're ruining everything this weekend.
If the boat starts to sink, there's another little boat that you used to be rescued on the shore!
Dinghy!
Dinghy's good.
All right.
Dinghy!
Okay. And last up on my tour of cruises, The Walking Dead Walker Stalker Cruise.
Nah.
Horror at high seas.
Not for me.
2,000 fans dressed as the undead.
Hmm.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Nope. Yeah. Although... It might be good for my skin
because
I hate the sun. So to be able to be like,
you just stay in your room the whole time. Yeah. Oh, I see. Okay.
You guys, I don't know. I think that sounds really fun. All of those. I mean, and we send mugs on the Goop one.
I like that.
Yeah, but we tell him he's going to the Rock one.
Yeah.
And then he shows up, and it's just a bunch of women talking about their
experiences. Wait, where's Megadeth?
Yeah.
Oh, he thinks he's with Megadeth, and they just give him, like, one of those eggs to shove up his bum.
The Goop Boat! What's your vagina in the sun?
I love it!
Now I'm in.
I mean, I'm back in.
Send him.
I love it so much.
Send that to sales. Let's get him on the boat.
I mean, book it. Book it. Guys, let's get out of here. It's Friday. We've got stuff to do. I've got a costume party to get ready for.
Today. Me too.
Yeah.
And the soft off on Monday. I got to start already lotioning my hands up.
Listen, if you didn't hear the segment, just know that on Monday we're doing a segment called The Soft Off, and I have made sure that the head of HR is the one judging.
Yeah.
You don't need to know anymore. Just know HR is involved.
And it's called a the soft off.
And Jensen said he needs to get lotion.
You know what I'm gonna do for the whole weekend?
What?
I'm gonna put lotion on my hands and then bags.
You should do like a paraffin wax.
100%. Yes. I'm not even gonna touch anything for the rest of the week. I'm gonna have bags on my hands.
You need to tell your wife right now, listen, hands off with Adler.
Nothing.
It's just me with my hands and bags
important.
All weekend.
I'm in training.
I'm in training. Man. I'm an athlete.
I want this to happen so much.
It's happening.
It's happening Monday.
No, but I mean for real.
Oh, you'll see photos.
Photos this weekend.
At Kevin Mornings this weekend, I will show you updates to what I'm doing to win this off.
Oh my God.
I need this like I need air. Happy birthday to Sarah Shahi and Jemaine Clement. We love both of you so very much. And that's what's happening.
Mugs, where are you going to be?
Come join the B Team podcast tomorrow as we watch some...
I mean, it was a good start.
Very good.
You had me.
I'm trying to be cryptic. Come watch the divisional playoffs in a league, the top league where they throw a pigskin around.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We're going to watch the San Franciscos take on the Minnesotas.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're going to be giving away a flat screen TV.
Cash. One of those, like, legally you can't say.
Right. Correct. Okay. We're going to be giving away a flat screen TV, cash prizes. DJ Omar Khan will be on the ones and twos.
Okay.
I'll be eating a lot of wings. It's going to be a good time. We're giving away jerseys. That's at Hollywood Park Casino at 3883 West Century Boulevard, right by the new home of the Rams. SoFi Stadium.
I noticed you didn't mention Dave, so I'd go.
Yeah, Dave's not going to be there.
Okay.
Dave's going to a baby shower in Las Vegas for an hour.
Is that what he's calling it, a baby shower?
Yeah.
Oh, sounds like someone's going to have some pretty hard hands on Monday.
Some dehydrated hands.
Someone's going to be holding a lot of coins and
totally
chips.
Totally dehydrated.
Yeah. Love it.
On your drive home today, listen to Stryker and Klein's commercial free-for-all, a random act of helpfulness from the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday morning with more Coldplay tickets and great news.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
All right. What's this all about?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
You lose. Get out.
Today was a little rough. Just, I don't know. Just awkward. I really don't know how else to describe it. Today maybe didn't go all the way as I planned.
That was a rush.
I wetted my pants a little bit, but it was worth it.
Ew, no, abort, goodbye forever.
Bong, bong.
This game's in the refrigerator, the door is closed, the lights are out, the eggs are cooling, the butter's getting hard, and the Jell-O's...
World Star!
Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. Carol QFM.
K-Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.